following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach with Pastor Bill Welsh. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Fireside Chat for June 19th, 2020. Also known as Juneteenth, but who knew that?
I don't know about you. Well, we know that now.
Yeah. And I saw it come up on my calendar long before I saw what it was on my phone calendar. I said, what is Juneteenth? And so many of us don't know what that's all about. But I want to say something that will introduce what we're going to talk about in a little bit. Joy's got something to share. But at the beginning of the quarantine, there's a great song idea right there, by the way. At the beginning of the quarantine, we were told that one of the most important elements of how we would make it through this would be to establish good daily routines and rhythms and disciplines and lay some tracks. And I don't know how good we are at that. I know if we're not good, it's my fault because I am Dr. Spontaneity.
Me too.
But in other words, what they were saying is don't squander our time. And by the way, I think this has become a rhythm for many people. Mm-hmm. Can't tell you how many people say thank you for having this. And there's actually people on the other side of that camera right there watching us. But in other words, it was all about not squandering our time and not just drifting through the season, but to use this gift of some of us had more time away from jobs to grow and to build and discipline and maybe even do some new things, but to use this gift of time to grow personally and invest it in some worthy pursuits. So we're going to talk about that, and I want to talk about that sort of in the context of Father's Day too. If you got a Bible, and by the way, you need to make sure you got some juice and bread if you can have communion with us at the end. But Father's Day is coming up this weekend, so we're going to kind of put what I have
to
say.
We get to celebrate you, Dad. You guys did such a great job.
Yeah, thank you. So out of Proverbs 19, I'm going to be looking at a couple of verses there. We're going to talk about Father's Day this weekend as well. So, but anyway, this is Juneteenth, the day in 1865, that the emancipation was finally announced to the slaves that were still being held in Texas. Proclaiming all people held as slaves were then free. And Texas was the most remote of the slave states. And so it took a while for that message to get there. It wasn't any Twitter, no Facebook, email. And so the news moved slowly, especially during a time of war. But it was General Gordon Granger who announced those federal orders of emancipation to all that were held as slaves, that they were now, on that day, June 19th, 1865, free, and praise God. But there are many people who still, and this is not just a segue, this is really the point. Jesus came to set us free. Mm-hmm. If the Son sets you are free indeed in the most important way. And even though today around the world there are still many slaves in many countries, many of them are free because they found freedom in Jesus Christ. And so many people today who have been declared free by Jesus Christ are still wrestling with bondage in devastating ways. And I'm going to talk about that. But Joy has something on her heart that I wanted to ask her to share right now.
Well, I just was reminded this morning during our time of prayer that every year I ask for the Lord to give me a verse for the year. And this year, the verse that he gave me was Nahum chapter 2, verse 1. And it says, And who knew that this was going to be something that was really going to play into the whole year? I guess God knew because he gave me the verse. I don't know. He who scatters has come up before you, before your face. He who scatters has come up before your face. So who do you think that is? The one who scatters, that the enemy wants to come in. Mm-hmm. So manned the fort. Man the fort. Be there. Stand guard. Watch out what's going on. Watch the road. Pay attention to where you're walking. Pay attention to the direction you're going in. Pay attention to what the Lord has directed you in. Strengthen your flanks. Get stronger. Get stronger in the Word of God. Get stronger in your walk with the Lord. Get stronger in your prayer. Get stronger. Build yourself up. Fortify your power mightily.
Amen.
Fortify the power that you do have. fortify that and make it even stronger by the power of the Holy Spirit. And so that's really what we've needed throughout this time since the beginning of 2020. Yeah. We've really needed to pay attention to where we are, watch, be a watchman, and to pay attention to where we're walking, pay attention to where the road is that we're on, and get strengthened in the Word of God, memorize the Word of God, and, move on what the Lord tells you.
Amen. I love the emphatic way that you say that, the fortifying way that you say that. And it really, it leads into the verses from today, Proverbs 19. Today's the 19th of the month. Hope you're tracking along in a chapter of Proverbs, maybe a handful of Psalms. If you do five Psalms a day along with one chapter of Proverbs, you get through Psalms and Proverbs every single month.
Yeah.
Here's what it says in Proverbs 19. Verses 18 to 20. Discipline your children while there is hope, fathers, mothers. Otherwise, you will ruin their lives. Hot-tempered people must pay the penalty. If you rescue them once, you'll have to do it again. Get all the advice and instruction you can so you will be wise. I love this. The rest of your life. Keep digging. Get all the wisdom that you can. There's an obvious progression in these three verses of counsel from Solomon to his son. Verse 18, it's really basic. He's saying, don't expect your children to raise themselves. And I applaud you mothers and fathers that are diligent at training and raising, instructing and mentoring and discipling your children. Don't stop that. Perfect verse here for Father's Day, isn't it? And some people probably put more effort into training their Siberian Huskies than they do their son or daughter. Not you, of course, not us. But there are some people that just, you had them. Only raising they're doing is putting food before them so they can grow. But you got to get deeper than that. But King Solomon says this, and this, I don't think I've ever noticed this before. He says it like this. If you don't do this, you are ruining their lives. It's our responsibility. I love it in the New King James. It reads like this. Chasten your son while there is hope. That's while they're young. And do not set your heart on his destruction. To abdicate that responsibility is a word, acquiesce, to give it away. And just trust that the teachers, or you know who will raise them, is the pack of kids that they run with. So, number one, don't expect your children to raise them. Take that noble responsibility seriously. And then in verse 19, it seems to be a partial profile of an undisciplined child who's grown into this angry, as it says, hot-tempered, wrathful adult, raging in the streets just like today. And the product of distant or non-existent fathering. You know, I was fathered up till the time I was about maybe my late 11th year, or maybe by the time I was 12, my parents had split up and dad was gone. And we would see him from time to time, but he certainly didn't want to do any discipline in those few hours that he would have us for a weekend. But so I was the product of that kind of non-existent fathering when I needed it so desperately in my teen years. And I was, by definition, this hot-tempered, running in the street, running with the gang kind of a kid. That was my story, and I regret that story. But verse 20, it sounds like a plea of a father who has hopefully been active in the discipline of his sons. And he says this, get all the advice, get all the instruction that you can, and you will be wise for the rest of your life. I talked about this morning on a little walking broadcast that I did on Instagram Live. And if you want to follow me there, it's Zukulele. Look up Bill Welsh and Zukulele. And Joy Welsh, you can find her on Instagram as well. But it's talking about this. Don't just settle for learning the required club rules of the pack that you've decided to run with. To say what they say and know what they know, learn the pledges and the rhetoric so you can recite the vows and adopt the fraternity values of that particular group. I love the way that Solomon tells his son, never stop gathering advice. Never stop learning and heeding to instruction. He said, make this a lifetime pursuit, fearing God, loving God, serving God, but learning as well. Keep learning throughout your lifetime. And we don't know all we need to know right now, do we?
Right.
I mean, we're going to face things. God's going to lay.
God we don't.
and maybe what Joy just shared at the beginning of this is a point of advice that you needed today to not just hear it, but to grab it and take it in.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't all know everything we need to know yet. There's more wisdom and knowledge and truth left to be gathered, left to be dug out of God's Word. So keep digging into God's Word, and you will, I love it, you'll be wise for the rest of your life. And you'll break those addictions that destroy so many people. Now, this is for Proverbs, from Proverbs 20. You'll read it tomorrow right at the very beginning, and it's going to bring us to this cup today. But the abuse of this cup is what he speaks about there. He says this, wine produces mockers, alcohol leads to brawls, and those led astray by drink, they cannot be wise. You choose what you give control of your life to. Josh McDowell, many of you know him from all the books that he wrote. But he was talking recently about the impact of COVID-19. He says, here's what churches are going to be dealing with and what society is going to deal with. Drug and alcohol addictions. Many who were set free from alcohol and those controlling substances have found their way back to it in all this time because they didn't use their time wisely. Pornography addiction. Online, domestic violence that rises from that, sexual abuse within families, loneliness, sadness, depression, isolation. Well, the coping strategies to every one of those is to run back to the Word of God and fill your heart with the wisdom and get intense about that. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, item by item, day by day. You don't just trust the Lord once, do you?
Right. Every moment.
Every day.
Every second.
What are we reminded of when we walk up to our house right now? Somebody
God's got this. Somebody put that on my front lawn. I'm so excited. Thank you, whoever did that.
I came home and I saw it on the front lawn. And I thought, Joy's been to Hobby Lobby. But it just, she said, yeah, I don't know where it came from.
So thankful for it, that reminder that God's got this.
And you say that over every single challenge, day by day, week after week, trial by trial. So in all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He's got it. And He will make your path straight. And whoever that was, that mystery giver, thank you for reminding us that
so
God
much.
Is in control of this. Ooh. Amen. He is with us. Listen, listen carefully. You know that things have changed for us in Orange County again. Mm. The masks are going back on. Even when you come into church, the masks are back on. But come, RSVP, by the way, go to refugefamily.com and RSVP, whatever service you want to come to. Mm. Mask going back on, God still has this. Mm. Even if the quarantine lasts another 8 months, God has still got this. It's in His hands. Even if social upheaval engulfs the world, God's got this. We are in His hands. Amen?
You know, and sometimes it's good to look at that quarantine. Sometimes our mouth is getting quarantined by these masks. That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Sometimes we need to shut up, you know? Sometimes we need to just not say everything. Yeah. God wants us to just...
It's hard.
It's hard.
You got your mask on. The person on the other side of the glass in the coffee shop has their mask on, and you got the glass between you. Could you repeat that order? But you know, let's flow with it and understand God's in this. He knew it. Didn't take
God's
Him by surprise.
It.
And now He brings us to the table. Mm-hmm. This is not the abuse of the cup. This is the most noble use of the cup. And here in Luke. Chapter 22, it says this. Jesus gathered with His disciples this last night that He was with them in the upper room. He starts the dinner. He blesses it, takes the cup, says, oh, share this among yourselves. That's not the cup of communion. That's the cup that started the dinner. And then it says, then He took some bread and He gave thanks to God for it. And He broke it in pieces and gave it to His disciples saying, this is My body, which is given for you. Do this to remember Me. Take the bread that You brought to the table today, and let's pray. Father, we take this bread, as Jesus said, something so common. It was on every single table. Mm. Nobody had to reach far to get a piece of bread. And Jesus told us to take this bread and remember that this bread speaks of Him, the Passover Lamb, the One that was pierced for us, the One whose body was offered for us. To set us free, Lord. We want to walk in freedom. We want to walk in wisdom. We want to get all the advice, all the counsel of Your Word that we can, so we can be wise for the rest of our lives. So help us to not just hear it, but to heed your word and to love your word, Lord. But we thank you, Father God, for the offering of your Son, Jesus, the word of God that was sacrificed for us. And it's in his name that we take this as we say thank you, Lord. Amen. Let's partake together. And then it says this, and after supper, he took another cup of wine, and he said, this cup is the new covenant between God and his people, an agreement confirmed with my blood, which is poured out as a sacrifice for you. But here at this table, sitting among us, is a friend, is a man who will betray me. For it has been determined that the Son of Man must die, but what sorrow awaits the one who betrays him. That was a sobering thing that even Paul, when he wrote to the Corinthians, he said, on the night that Jesus was betrayed, he still took the cup to help us celebrate what he would do for us. So would you pray for the cup, babe?
Father, we thank you. Thank you so much, Lord, that you've called us to remember you. Remember your Son. Remember the sacrifice. Every time we do it, we remember the blood that was shed that we might have eternal life.
Yes, Father.
And we thank you, Lord, and we take it with remembrance of what we're doing. Not just a ritual, but a remembering of the great sacrifice that was given on our behalf. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name.
Amen. Let's take that cup. Let's remember his blood poured out for us. Oh, thank you, Lord. He came to this table like we do every time to remember his victory, knowing that his victory gives us victory. And we can walk in that knowledge that God's got this and his hands are stronger than mine. I was telling Joy before we started, in fact, I think we were praying this, that if any good thing depends on my goodness, there's not going to be much goodness. But it depends on his goodness and his victory. So let's stay in that victory. Let's dwell upon that victory today. And let's soak in all the wisdom that we can. Let's walk with that fervency today. Here we go. The Lord bless you and keep you and make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. Grace and peace in Jesus' name. His victory is your victory. God bless you. Happy Father's Day, dads.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach with Pastor Bill Welsh. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495.